We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
The Harrisburg Havoc are our region's only woman-led tackle football team, and their season kicks off next week with a matchup against the Tri-State Warriors. And today on The Spark, we have with us their team owner, Tiffany Thomas, and a slew of players. I wish that you all can see this right now, just the amount of people that are here with us today. If you do want to see it, go on ahead and head to our Facebook page right now, The Spark, and see all these wonderful faces that we have with us today. We're going to start with Tiffany here. Tiffany, thank you for joining us on The Spark today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for coming on The Spark today, and thank you for bringing the squad with you as well. So let's start it off here. What inspired the formation of the Harrisburg Havoc?
So we wanted, our goal when we started the team was to bring the girls back on the field that previously played in a Harrisburg league,
mm-hmm.
but they that team folded during COVID.
Mm.
So we want to bring other girls back on the field, and mostly we want to empower women. We want to let women and young children, young female athletes know that no matter what they could do it.
Mm. Now, with this being football, you know, we typically or at least I typically did not see or hear about women led tackle football. So how did this come about? Did this league already exist? Did you help start this league? How did this come about?
So the league, we're in the WFA, which is the Women's Football Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
It has been around since the 1980s. It's
wow.
the longest tackle football team in the U.S. Recently, there's actually an international team. There's Women's Football Alliance International. So there are teams of women playing tackle football all over the country. There's 64 teams, I believe, in the WFA this season.
You said 64?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. All right. So let's bring some of the players in here. Let's start with Summer Knights. For yourself, why do you decide to participate in this tackle football? And tell us what position or positions you play. You're on mute.
Hi, yes. My name is actually Trey, and this is my second year playing. I'm on IR right now, but I play defensive end and tight end, and I love football, always wanted to play, and when I realized Harrisburg had a team, I decided to join. I think I gave Tiffany or Jeff, sent them an email, and they responded back, and it's been on ever since.
Oh man! So then you're an edge rusher then. Do you have any specific swim moves or anything like that? Do you have a combination of moves? You do.
Yeah. I like the swim move. I like the little I like to turn, go back in as I'm going outside, then try to turn and go back in when I'm able to get in. So.
Mm.
Hopefully, I'll be able to get back in this year.
Oh, well. Hopefully you do too. And let's bring in Jamika into this conversation as well. Jamika, can you tell us what position you play or positions you play?
I play wide receiver and I also play on the line. I have a lot of different roles and it has been challenging, but I'm up for the challenge. And I love football. Like I said, this is my second year with the team. I'm excited for us. I'm excited for this season. We do have a lot of new people, so I'm just excited to get back out there.
Now, you said that you played you play wide receiver. Now, what got you interested in football? Was it a sister? Was it a cousin? Was it a father, a mother? What got you interested in this gridiron game?
Actually, I'm from North Carolina, so when I moved here, I was trying to find an outlet, trying to find something to get out of the house, find new friends. I had seen something like it on TV before, so I just, you know, took a leap and looked it up and actually found it and been a part of it ever since.
Oh, so then this is a form of community for you as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. All right. So let's bring in some other players and get to know the team as well. Kay, if we can bring you up next. Kay, can you tell the folks at home your positions?
Yes, I play defensive tackle. I also play right guard as well. So I play O-line and D-line.
Oh man, so then you're in the trenches then. So was there a learning curve for you being on the line, because you all are essential, whether it's offensive line or defensive line, you all are, you know, on the front lines.
Absolutely. So I'm going on my 7th year playing women's tackle football.
Oh wow, okay.
So I've mostly, like, I'd say maybe 5 years, I've always done just O-line.
Mm-hmm.
So the past 3 years, I've been doing D-line, you know, as well. But like you said, there's a lot of differences with the O-line and the D-line. So, yes, it's very different. But at the same time, it's the same goal. And the same goal is to either protect or, you know, go for that ball.
Yeah. Now you said that you've been doing this for 7 years. So prior to the Harrisburg Havoc, where were you at?
I was playing for the other Harrisburg team as well that did fold due to COVID.
So what was it that brought you back? Because 7 years, you know, if anybody does anything for 7 years, they're a veteran, you know. So you're a vet in this game. So what keeps you coming back?
Well, Tiffany is my mom.
Well, there it is.
So I think not only did mom want, you know, for the women, but she saw the bond that we had out there on the field, you know? So when we didn't have that team to look forward to and everything, us teammates, we still had that bond and we loved that love for the game. So it was just kind of like mom saying, all right, I'll help and I'll make the team for you guys. And you guys just go out and do what y'all love to do.
Oh man, that is wonderful. I would love to hear one of my daughters on the radio sometime. I don't think that they're going to do it, but kudos to you, Kay, for listening to mom.
It.
Yes, indeed. Let's bring in Samantha into this conversation next. Samantha, can you tell us your position and how you got involved with the Harrisburg Havoc? You're on mute.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
All right. I play linebacker.
Oh.
And I used to play for Philly. And then when I left Philly, I came and I played for the other Harrisburg team. And then when they folded, Tiff gave us the opportunity to continue playing.
So as a linebacker, then you're one of the most physical players on the field. Now, starting in Philadelphia, can you tell us the differences between the Philadelphia team and this team?
It's all pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of females that want to play football and just have fun doing it.
Now with the rise of popularity in women-led sports, where do you see this Harrisburg Havoc possibly going in the next 2 to 3 years?
Oh, we definitely going to win some chips out here. We definitely going to get some rings.
Yeah, and Tiffany, if I can bring you back into this conversation, when you started this after the original team folded, why? Was it filling a need? Did people come to you and say that we want this? What was it that pushed you to want to do this?
it was the bond that the players previously had, the previous players had. They did come to me and say, you know, they wanted to continue. We sat around a table. We went to a pizza shop. We got all the information. It wasn't just something I did. It was collaboration with past players that wanted to bring it back to Harrisburg.
So then was it an easy decision for you? Was it like, well, yeah, you know, let's go.
Yes, definitely. It definitely was. It was, this is what you girls did. You know, this is what you did. This is what you want to do. It brings a bond to women. You know, it empowers other women. And it was a no-brainer. Yes, let's do this for me.
Oh, man. That sounds fantastic. And let's bring in Jeff into this conversation now. Now Jeff, we spoke with a majority of the ladies, and you being the only male here, what is your role with the Harrisburg Havoc?
So I'm the head coach of the Harrisburg Havoc.
All right.
I've been coaching for the last 2 years. It's just fun. We got a really great group of ladies, very talented on the field. When I first got involved with it, I wasn't sure what to expect. Coaching anything from kids to younger male adults, I wasn't sure what to expect coaching an all women's, especially a football team. And since day one until now, I've been extremely impressed with everything that they have done so far. I look forward to everything that they're going to be doing in the future. We got some really good players. We got some dogs on the field. They might look nice here in this video chat, but they're mean when they get on the field. I can tell you that.
Jeff, I saw some of the clips and like I'm like, oh, I could hear that, and I'm like, wow. So for yourself, do you change up the way that you coach because you are coaching all women, or do you maintain the same kind of coaching mentality?
So I think that's where I'm at now. It's a learning learning curve. It's definitely different. You know, going into the first year to now, I think I changed my coaching style a little bit. But that's something you have to do. You got to adapt and you got to overcome, especially with your group. We got players like you look on here that anywhere from playing for 7, 8, 9 years to players that never stepped on a football field before, never played football. So every year we're always starting from that fresh start, right? Like, no matter what the year is, we got to start from step one, work on the basics, and work our way back up. So it's definitely a learning curve. I'd say my biggest learning curve is trying to figure out each individual on how to coach them, how to speak to them, and, you know, and get the right information across. My goal is to do better than we did last year, right? Last year, I think we had a pretty winning year. We went 3-2 last year. I plan on doing way better than that this year. And hopefully we get to Canton, Ohio at the end of the year. But I see in the future, I see now that our name is getting out there and people are starting to see us, I see our team growing and growing and growing. You know, so we're always looking for players. We're always looking for coaches. So, yeah, I give them a lot of credit. They're playing on this isn't a rec league. This isn't a flag football team. This is, you know, this is a legit football team. And every single one of these players has a job, has a life, has everything like that. And they're still showing up, putting in the work. So,
yes.
They got all my respect.
Now, we spoke to a few of their members. We have two more members to get to that we have not spoken with just yet. I want to bring Ashley into this conversation. Ashley, can you tell us what position you play and why you choose to play tackle football?
Hi. I'm Ashley. I play tight end and DB. Defensive back. My reason of why, this is my first year playing, first off, and then my main reason is because my son and my husband both play football. And they were always trying to talk to me and like get me to understand the things that they're saying, and I never understood it. And my one friend kind of introduced me to the Havoc, and she said, you should sign up with me. So basically we did, and that's why I'm here.
Okay. So then this is like a family bonding thing for yourself then.
Yeah, I mean, my overall, I wanted to meet new people, do something like different, something out there, be empowering. I'm 100% into women empowering, and also make friends because I don't really have a family. So for me to like create a family with everybody on the team is just a big goal for me.
Yeah, and have you found yourself talking more X's and O's with your husband and son now?
Yeah, I understand a lot more.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Megan, let's bring you into this conversation as well. Can you tell us your position and how long you've been with the Harrisburg Havoc?
I'm a wide receiver, and this is my first year playing with the Havocs.
All right. It just so happened that we got two rookies here. So as a rookie, why did you decide to join this year? What was it about the team that made you want to, lend your talents?
I always wanted to play football back in high school, but high school teams don't ever let females play because it's always a boy sport. So I never really had the choice to do it. But all my cousins growing up, they played football, so it made me want to play. I seen it on Facebook and I reached out, and Tiff was on my butt to come check him out and play. So I was like, you know what? I might as well. And I went and I fell in love with it.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. So then what are your expectations this year? 1,000 yard season, 26 yards per catch. What are we looking at?
All that. All that.
All
All
that?
the rings and everything.
All right. So Tiffany, if I can bring you back into this conversation now, where do the Harrisburg Havoc play, and at what time? How can folks catch you all, catch a game, and where?
So we play at the Palmyra High School. Our games begin at 6 p.m. Our first game, unfortunately, April 27th. Has been postponed due to the other team not being able to play. So our first game is May 11th, 6 p.m. at Palmyra High School. Come on out, watch us. I'm going to tell you, these girls hit harder than the men do. You'll be surprised. And besides coming out watching us, if you have any little girl that is playing football, playing a sport, needs a mentor, let us know. We're really big in mentoring the youth and, just taking them under our wing.
I'm really glad that you said that because my youngest, she's the athlete of the family, and when I was researching this, I was thinking like, you know what, this might be the perfect opportunity for me to take my daughter and we bond over football. So yes, go
Most
ahead.
definitely. Mika played track in high school. Jamika is mentoring one of the Steelton High senior track members this year.
Oh wow. So then this is more than a team. You all are doing community service as well, and basically sending that elevator back down.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Oh wow. Wow. So for the person that's sitting at home, that may be interested, but they're like, I don't know. I don't know. What would you say to them to, push them over the edge and have them try out sometime next year?
Me as the owner of the Havoc, it's never too late to try out. Come out. It's a family atmosphere, but I'm sure one of these girls will step in and they'll tell you, what they feel about having somebody else come out.
And then Tiffany, finally, you owning this team, how have you seen the growth from the post-COVID year until now?
There's a huge growth. We're getting our name out. The league, women's soccer football is becoming more than it was a year ago, more than it was 6 months ago. And these ladies going out there, getting in the community, doing community events, getting on the field, showing that we're just not a rec league. We are a semi-professional league. you know, these ladies put their heart and soul into it, and their work, their dedication, you know, it shows. It's bringing that crowd.
And so Samantha, we're going to end with you. Your expectations for this season, what are they?
We definitely get in the ring. We have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is my last year, so for me, we got to go bigger, nothing at all.
So then you leaving it all on the field. This is your last dance.
Yes, no, it is. And I definitely want to say this to anybody that wants to come out. My favorite quote to live by is, everything you've ever wanted is one step outside your comfort zone. Never be scared to take a chance. Also, football, the only place you get to hit somebody and not go to jail for it.
Indeed. I love that. Ladies, Jeff, I appreciate you all joining us today on The Spark. Just to let you know, to piggyback what Tiffany said, the game is May 11th at 6 p.m. At Paul Myra High School. You will definitely see me and my girls there. Ladies, again, thank you so much. This has been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.